Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Infrequent Fertility, How to Survive. When Getting Pregnant Gets Hard by Melanie Dale is a memoir-style, practical, and openly candid book about the emotional reality of infertility. All rather than presenting itself as a medical guide or a promise of solutions. It focuses on what it feels like when conception does not happen easily and how people can endure that experience with some measure of honesty, perspective, and support. Dale writes from her own infertility journey, using humor, vulnerability, and direct language to describe the loneliness, confusion, grief, and awkward social pressure that often surround fertility struggles. The book is aimed at readers who want emotional validation more than clinical advice. And it is also accessible to partners, friends, and family members trying to understand what infertility can do to a person's sense of self and hope. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, a survival guide rather than a fertility solution. The central framing of the book is important. It does not attempt to conquer infertility, diagnose it, or offer a treatment plan. Instead, it treats infertility as a difficult life experience that must often be survived one day at a time. That distinction shapes the entire tone and structure of the book. By rejecting the promise of fixes, Dale avoids the false comfort that often surrounds fertility writing and makes room for a more realistic response to pain. This is useful because infertility is not only a medical condition, but also a prolonged emotional stressor, and readers often need help coping before they need advice. The book, therefore, focuses on endurance, perspective, and the everyday challenge of living through uncertainty. Its value lies in recognizing that validation and companionship can be as important as information when a reader feels trapped in a cycle of waiting, testing, disappointment, and hope. Secondly, humor as a way to reduce shame and isolation. One of the book's defining features is its use of humor in a setting that is usually heavy with silence and embarrassment. Dale uses a light, self-aware style to describe experiences that many people find hard to discuss openly, which makes the topic more approachable without trivializing it. Humor here is not a distraction from pain. It is a coping tool that allows difficult material to be spoken aloud. That matters because infertility can create a sense of being abnormal or socially disconnected, especially when everyone around the reader appears to be moving forward with pregnancy and parenthood. By showing that awkwardness, frustration, and absurd moments can coexist with grief, the book helps reduce shame. The comedic tone also makes the book accessible to readers who may be overwhelmed by more clinical or solemn accounts. In that sense, humor functions as both a rhetorical strategy and an emotional release valve. Thirdly, vulnerability and normalization of infertility emotions. The book repeatedly emphasizes that the emotions tied to infertility are real, ordinary responses to an extraordinary strain. Dale writes from a place of personal vulnerability, which gives the book credibility and helps readers feel seen rather than instructed from a distance. The emotional landscape she describes includes disappointment, anger, envy, sadness, confusion, and the strain of repeatedly explaining a private struggle to others. Instead of treating these reactions as failures of attitude, the book normalizes them as understandable consequences of prolonged uncertainty. This is a significant contribution because people dealing with infertility are often told to stay positive or relax, messages that can deepen isolation rather than relieve it. Dale's approach offers an alternative naming emotions clearly and without judgment. That makes the book useful not only as a memoir but also as a form of emotional permission. Readers can recognize that their reactions do not make them difficult or broken, they make them human under pressure. Fourthly, a couple-centered perspective on infertility. Although the book is deeply personal, it also pays attention to infertility as something that affects relationships, not just individuals. The inclusion of her husband's perspective helps show that infertility can create different but connected forms of stress for partners. This matters because fertility struggles are often narrated as an individual woman's burden, even when they are shared by a couple, by including both voices. The book broadens the emotional frame and suggests that coping often requires communication, mutual understanding, and patience with differences in how each person processes grief. The structure also makes the book especially relevant for couples who are trying to remain connected while navigating tests, treatments, and uncertainty. It acknowledges that intimacy, morale, and shared expectations can all be tested by the fertility journey, rather than idealizing couple unity. The book presents it as something that must be actively sustained, which makes the perspective more realistic and more useful for readers living through the strain together. Lastly, practical coping tips grounded in lived experience. The book is not purely reflective. It also includes practical advice shaped by Dale's own experience. These tips are not presented as universal medical guidance, but as grounded suggestions for coping with the social and emotional side of infertility. That makes them distinct from clinical fertility books, which may focus on procedures, statistics, or treatment paths while overlooking the day-to-day realities of emotional survival. Dale's practical dimension is strongest when it addresses how to endure awkward conversations, manage expectations, and navigate the pressure of interacting with friends and family. Readers are not handed an abstract framework. They are offered tactics and perspectives that can be used in the middle of real-life stress. This combination of story and utility gives the book its structure and appeal. It helps transform personal pain into something partially navigable, even if not solvable, which is exactly the kind of support many infertility readers are seeking. In conclusion, Infrequent Fertility is best suited for readers who want an honest, emotionally grounded account of infertility rather than a medical handbook or a fertility success story. People going through infertility will find validation in its refusal to minimize grief, and they may also appreciate its practical suggestions for surviving the social and emotional strain that often accompanies fertility challenges. Partners, friends, and family members can also benefit from it because the book clarifies what infertility can feel like from the inside and why well-meaning advice often misses the mark. What distinguishes it from many books in the same space is its balance of humor, candor, and usefulness. It does not try to impress with expertise or promise control over outcomes. Instead, it makes room for ambiguity, embarrassment, disappointment, and hope to coexist. That realism gives the book a distinctive place among infertility memoirs and self-help books. It is less about fixing a problem than about helping readers feel less alone while they live through it. If you would like to support Melanie Dale, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.